Broadcasting from Manhattan Beach and the World Wide Web, you're listening to CHSR, HealthyLife.net.
As a service to our listeners, this program is for general information and entertainment purposes only. CHSRHealthyLife.net does not recommend, endorse, or object to the views, products, or topics expressed or discussed by show hosts or their guests. We suggest you always consult with your own personal, medical, financial, or legal advisor.
It's time now for the Patty Conklin Show, exclusively on HealthyLife.net Radio.
Everyone, it's the Patty Conklin Show. Welcome so much for joining us. I have my co-host, Vanessa Hall, on the line with me. I know
Hello. Last week
you had an awesome guest on.
I did.
You got to run this
Greta,
show.
Coach Greta.
And how'd that go? Talk to us
about
Greta.
It was great.
Greta.
Talked about forgiveness.
Yeah.
So important. She actually wrote a, so important, and all the different reasons, and also that she has a workbook that she has created to help people go through that process of forgiveness, because it's not a, you know, oh yeah, let me think about this, and oh yeah, I forgive so-and-so. It's just, it's a deeper process for people to go to get to really, really release something, you know, because if you release yourself from the prison, you know, you put yourself in it, you know, and then you keep yourself in it, and so releasing it allows you to be free of that burden.
Yeah.
So it was really good.
Awesome. Well, thank you for giving me the week off, and thank you for letting our listeners hear someone that's just got a lot of important things to say. And so, sounds like it was a fantastic show, and thank you so much. And folks, today, Vanessa and I always kind of wing it, because Vanessa knows that I like to wing things and kind of be in the moment. And in terms of what's happening around the world or what's happening with us or the vibes that we're getting. And so Vanessa wrote me a couple of days ago and she said, how about present moment mindfulness? And I loved it because it's so important. It's just so important. And I really
think we're going to have an awesome show.
Oh, so, yeah, totally. I was speaking with Loretta Brown a little bit earlier, the Loretta Brown Show, which she has a podcast every week. And we were talking a little bit earlier, and she said, you know, it doesn't seem to matter who you are, like what your beliefs are, what side of the aisle you're on, it doesn't matter. We all feel like we're getting hit with a fire hose, not a little garden hose, but a fire hose across the board. And I thought that that was just so apropos to how people are feeling is this shockwave. And I'm not saying it's a good shockwave. I'm not saying it's a bad shockwave. It's a shockwave, just as it is. And so, like... What's your feeling about it? That's kind of mine. I like the fire hose analogy.
I have been talking to a lot of different people, and I think a shockwave is good, but it's not one shockwave. It's a rapid fire pummeling of shockwaves, you know, and it's like every day, all day, there's something. Yesterday I was reading a little magazine that sort of gives you an update of the world event and U.S. events, and gives you the liberal side, the middle side, the right-leaning side, just so you can kind of get an idea. And I'm reading it, and I read another article, and I read another article, and then I stopped because I felt like I was getting short of breath. I was feeling anxious and uncomfortable, and I thought, what in the world? You know, I'm doing this to myself. So I actually tossed the magazine. I was done.
Right.
But I think that everywhere we turn, there's some some turmoil. And things as we knew it to be are different going forward. And some people, you know, maybe they like that, maybe they don't, but it's still upheaval.
Yes.
And, I mean, I've talked to several people and they're feeling it. And they are limiting their exposure to news and events, and they're being much more selective about how they're getting your information because it's overwhelming.
Yeah.
Particularly if you are watching, you know, live news, you know, everything is so urgent and so serious, and, you know, and you just get short of breath.
Yeah, you don't have time
to think about it.
Yeah. I mean, I think that, you know, part of the challenge we're moving into, and I've talked to several people that just are making up their minds about how they feel by watching a 90-second TikTok video, or a minute and a half, with no background on who the person is, not realizing that they just want people to click on them so they get a monetary response from it. And and so we're moving into, well, you know, I don't want to listen to mainstream media because they're hyping it up, but I'll just get the news from, you know, TikTok or Facebook or Instagram,
right,
or whatever.
Telegram. Yeah.
Telegram. And not realizing these folks are just, you know, they're sensationalizing anything
to make money. It's not about
news.
It's about giving some bit of information, whether it's accurate or not, and delivered in a way that gets lots of clicks.
Yes.
And, but I think that, you know, I think we all need to obviously take responsibility, personal responsibility for what we choose to rely on for our news.
Yeah.
And, and I think I also think that, at least my opinion is that you can't rely on any one news source to form your opinion. You know, and so I think you have to be discerning. It's sort of like going on the internet to research your symptoms.
Right.
You can be led down a really bad pathway without some discernment. But overall, I think it leads to a lot of anxiety. You get pulled, you get sucked out of your self, and everything is just outside, and you get caught up in the emotion of what's out there, and there's no way to escape from it, you know?
Right.
Everywhere you turn, it's there.
No, and the thing is, you may not even realize how anxious you are. I mean, I didn't realize how much anxiety I was in, and it cracked me up when I was aware. I didn't realize how much anxiety I was in until I saw a report the other night about Santorini, and that they had experienced like 20 or 200 earthquakes within a 24-hour period. And so they were voluntarily taking people off the island if they wanted to go because the anxiety was so high. Even hearing that, I started having heart palpitations. It's like my heart was, and I'm like, oh my gosh, those poor people. And in the past, I would have just went, wow, I want to send some prayers to the people of Santorini and send some healing energy or, you know, whatever, calmly. And what I realized was I was caught up in that news piece to a much greater degree than what I ever would have been.
Because our reserves are beaten down.
Absolutely, absolutely. And so then I had to go, whoa, stop here, girl. I mean, you may not consciously think you're anxious, but clearly you are. to have that kind of response. And
yeah.
So, you know, I think that it's really imperative and prudent for people to really sit down and say, you know, am I in an anxiety place? Am I feeling more exhausted? Am I feeling like my motivation's gone? What am I feeling to understand whether or not I'm in anxiety over everything else that's going on, you know, not only here in the U.S., but around the world?
Yeah. And, you know, it may not manifest as, like you said, quote, anxiety, but it could be that you're distracted.
Yeah.
You're not able to concentrate well. Like you said, you can't sleep at night. You're irritable. You're, you know... Jumpy.
I've been overeating. I mean, I've been emotionally eating. Yeah.
I have noticed that I'm wanting to just snack. Like, you know, I'm like, I'm not hungry. Why do I want to eat something?
Exactly.
You know, and, And I think that, you know, we get so caught up in our lives. So we get caught up in our lives, our children, we're taking care of aging parents, you know, our job, all of that, but that already pulls you out of yourself. And then you add this daily barrage of stuff at you. You know, how do you find, the time and have the energy to go to turn that gaze inward, you know, because, you know, I think what happens with all of this stuff out there is it pulls us into future thinking, like, okay, this has happened, so what's going to happen? And now I'm afraid because I don't know what's coming next. Like, it's uncharted territory, some of the changes that are going on in the world. You know, what do I do? And when you're caught out there, you lose your power. You know, I mean, Eckhart Tolle's book, you know, The Power of Now. I think I said earlier, I'm reading Practicing the Power of Now, and it really struck me again. And I've heard it from different, you know, people I've read and people I follow, teachers, my teacher, that the only place that we have power is this moment, right now.
Yep. So
and
true.
So, and that's where we need to turn during these tumultuous times, I think.
Yeah.
Because you that's where you get yourself centered. That's where the calm and the peace and the ease is. And for me, I'll just speak for myself, I am learning that that's the place from which I need to respond to the world. Because when I don't, you know, it's so funny in this book, he talks about the ego-driven person and that mind, that voice, that insane voice in your head, and that's telling you all sorts of crazy things, and that the way we react to things, you know, to another person, to an event, whatever, that reaction bypasses our conscious selves. And it's just this insane, you know, ego-driven response. So my goal is to go inward, get to that peaceful place, and to respond to the world from what they call the surrendered action.
Yep.
Because I think so much what's happening now is people are so fried that they just lose it. I mean, you read all over about people just losing their, you know what?
Yep.
Road rage is just crazy rampant. People just, it's like they have, there's no reserve. It's like there's such sensitivity. And I think this is a cry for us all to turn our attention inward and do some self-reflection. you know, some meditation, some breathing, some, you know, getting back into this moment, the moment that we can control, then do something about. Because what we do in this moment dictates what happens in the future, and so it really is the most important time.
But, is that?
We need help.
When we look at, I mean, not just what's going on politically, but the fires and, you know, that California's been experiencing, the airplane, the helicopter crash last week, the private jet crash. I mean, I think that it heightens everyone's anxiety and, you know, for people who are not sitting with themselves and, you know, and thinking about, you know, what's happening. It's like, you know, I look at this, oh my gosh, you know, I'm building a house. Am I going to be able to afford the wood now? Am I going to be able to do this? Oh my goodness, I'm flying with the Munchkins to Maine in 2 weeks. And, you know, are we going to be okay taking a night flight? I mean, questions that I'm aware are in the background. And I think that, you know, recognizing that, you know, we only have control of ourselves in this moment. And the decisions that we make in this moment will be decisions that affect us later on. And I think that, you know, staying within yourself, you know, and I'm only giving these examples because, folks, you know, I'm pretty good about staying in the moment. And if I'm challenged staying in the moment right now, I suspect there's others out there that are as well. We really have to bring it back around to personal responsibility. And, you know, I think the thing that is concerning is the people that are not taking personal responsibility, the people that don't stop and think about the moment. What do you think, you know, what's a way to get them to, like, understand the necessity of it? Is there a way?
I think that there is a way for people who are open to it. I think that some people feel justified to do what they do. And act out, essentially.
Right.
And I think that it's very hard to reach people who are very rigid in their thinking and are so ego-driven and so my way is the right way. Those aren't people that we can reach. But I think for your average person, you know, you stop. You have to stop and think and, you know.
And breathe.
Breathe? Yes. And I think just stop and feel what you're feeling.
Yeah.
Because I think what happens is we just keep doing. We keep doing. And we don't stop to feel and to sort of process things. And I think the more chaotic the world is, the more we rush from this to this to this to this. And we feel like we're being productive because we're doing something when actually we're just running away from reality. We're not dealing with our feelings. And if we keep running fast enough, doing enough things, we won't have to deal with those feelings.
Right.
And so I think we are masters of distracting ourselves from ourselves.
Yeah, I think
because
that's
part
so
of it
true.
Too is that we don't necessarily want to be honest with ourselves and do that honest inventory and hold ourselves accountable for ways that we've fallen down. I mean, I think that we all know that, and we hear all the time, you know, many sources, you know, do unto others, right?
Right, right.
Yet, there's people out there doing all sorts of things to others that they wouldn't want done to themselves. You know?
Yes.
and justifying it. See, that's
right.
The thing. It's like, I can justify this. So, I think we just have to, I think the best thing is that with the people that we interact with, that we know, and you see someone sort of spiraling, that we reach out, you know, and say, hey, you know, you seem really agitated, and just, you know, help someone to take a moment to see it. And it may be that they blow you off, but you've planted
sure.
a seed in their brain that says, well, why did they think that I'm, you know, whatever, you know,
right.
and maybe they start thinking about it and start coming around to see that, that you're just, you know, just wheels, you know,
right.
spinning your wheels and getting nowhere.
When we come back, let's continue this conversation about how we know when we're being real with ourselves. How do we know that what we're thinking is truly what we feel and not what somebody else is imprinting? So,
that's a great question.
Vanessa and I are here. We'll be right back. We look forward to continuing this discussion. See you on the other side.
Want to get that man or woman out of your mind? How about being in the right state of mind for getting that job promotion or staying positive to help boost your immune system? Want to break those old habits? Then it's time for an emotional cellular cleansing with Patty Conklin. You'll get a private 3-hour session in person by phone or by Zoom with 3 months of follow-up appointments, plus email support. But you'll have to do the work and homework materials are included. Find out more or to book your appointment, visit pattyconklin.com. That's pattyconklin.com.
Audiobooks gives you instant access to over 50,000 of the bestsellers and hottest book titles in romance, mystery, fiction, and many other genres. Just visit HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click on Audiobooks to get started.
If you're wondering if Patty can help you heal, why not book a free 15-minute consultation either by phone or by Zoom? It's a great way to see which of Patty's services is right for you. You'll discuss her services in detail and how they can apply to your specific situation. It's really a great place to start, and you can sign up for your free consultation by phone or Zoom on Patty's website, pattyconklin.com. That's pattyconklin.com. Get the help you need today. Sign up for your free consultation at pattyconklin.com.
ASMC, the premier German company that supplies everything for adventure, from outdoor clothes to outdoor gear, even backpacks. Lots of quality and lots of specials. To start your adventure, go to HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click on ASMC.
Okay, I get it. You're a doubting Thomas, and you don't want to pay for something unless you can know what it's all about. Well, now you can find out just what Patty Conklin's energy healing is all about. Go to pattyconklin.com to sign up for her free group energy adjustment, held every Wednesday from 12 p.m. to 12:30 p.m. Eastern Time. Experience for yourself the transformative energy designed to bring calm and healing to your life. Space is limited, so sign up now. Go to pattyconklin.com, click on services, and you're there.
Where positive people and radio unite. HealthyLife.net.
Everyone, welcome back. It's the Patty Conklin Show with co-host Vanessa Hall, MD. She is a wonderful bass player, a wonderful doctor, a wonderful friend. You got wonderfulness all around you. And I appreciate every bit of it. So,
okay, I'll flip you that 20 later.
You're going to have to send it across a couple of states here first. So we were talking last segment about, you know, how do we stay in the now? How do we stay in the moment? And I think that, you know, part of what has to happen is us sitting with our reality of who are me? What is it that I truly believe? And understanding that I believe what I believe, and just because you believe something different doesn't make you the enemy, doesn't mean that you're someone I shouldn't talk to. How do we get to that state? I mean, I know meditation's awesome, but how do we get to the state where we understand what our reality is?
That is such a challenging question, I think, for many people. I think that if we stop just for a moment and recognize the uniqueness of every individual, there's no individual, even twins, they're not identical because they're not having the exact same experience. And so we accumulate our experiences throughout our lives, and those experiences shape us. And when we're kids, you know, we don't necessarily have an understanding of something, but we, you know, formulate our story about it. And sometimes we carry that story into our adulthood. And I think the first step is to sit down and look at these stories you've told yourself about yourself and your life and your experience and ask yourself, is this story actually serving me well? And I'll give you an example. Coach Greta, got to call out, you know, she really pointed this out for me, but I thought my mother really cared for my sister more because my mother would call me and say, call your sister, she's having a big exam when she was in law school. Now, I'm in medical school, mind you. And I'm thinking, well, who's calling me when I have a big test? Nobody. That's just one example of many. And Greta's like, well, who told you that story that your mother, you know, cared for you more and that she thought, you know, more of your sister, and that's why she wanted you calling her? Maybe, you know, maybe, just maybe your mom felt so highly confident about you that she knew you could help her sister where she couldn't help your sister, maybe that you could. And it just struck me that I had been telling myself that story for decades.
Right. Yeah.
And I think you just have to ask yourself, is this story really true?
Right. Because you don't know what your mom thought.
Exactly.
And I'm doing air
quotations. I made it up.
You don't know what she thought. And so you made a projection or perception of what you felt was going on and not what was really going on or possibly going on, right?
And
so we really do spend that time in projection. Like,
absolutely.
Are we receiving our information or are we getting it externally and then making it as truth?
Yes. And I think that, you know, the first step is to recognize that we aren't perfect, that we have things that have just dropped in. We just have these knee-jerk reactions, this knee-jerk, you know, thinking that we have, and that maybe let's take a step back and say, you know, is this really serving any good for me or the world? Is this really the way I should conduct myself? Is this really what I believe? Is this belief actually enhancing my life? Or is this belief holding me back? I mean, you have to stop. I read somewhere that if you want to understand what you actually believe, look around you and see what's out there, because your reality is a reflection of what's inside you. And if you don't like it, you're the only one that can go in there and clean it out. So I think deep down we all know.
There
when we really stop.
I lost you for about 30 seconds here.
So
you did?
Oh my goodness. So, yeah,
well,
repeat that
I hope
last
our
minute.
Audience didn't lose me, but I think that, you know, if we all really, really get quiet and really sit with ourselves and our thoughts and beliefs and behaviors, we all know when we've fallen down. We know when we're believing things that really do not serve us or anyone else.
Yeah.
And you have to be willing to do that. Because that's how we grow.
Anger, the emotion of anger, the emotion of hatred, the emotion of dislike, gives us an excuse to act out. That's what we think, right? Is that, well, I'm really angry, so I have a right to act out. And it's like, no, you don't. You can keep that anger within yourself, but you don't have a right to take it out on people that disagree with you. And I think that, you know, the one thing I've really been sitting with in all of the last 6 months or, you know, however long it's been, is I would like to see and I would like to believe that people are coming back for each other and helping each other and letting go of that anger. And part of that is being in the moment of what's taking place within your community. You know, it was one thing when we grew up in little tiny towns or, you know, whatever, and everybody knew everybody, and, you know, one mom was everybody's mom and got spanked by, you know, other moms and, you know, whatever. But everybody helped each other. And I'm praying and really hoping that we are in a place where people will go deep inside and realize the humanity they have within themselves and become better for it and not take the easy out, which is anger, hatred, dislike,
and fear.
And fear, you know, fearfully, you know, forgetting every available resource. Fear. So when we come back,
that's a great one.
Talk about that a little bit more of how do we let go of what we think are righteous beliefs and move into a more discerning place. So folks, we'll see you on the
great
other
question.
Side. It's Patty and Vanessa.
The pulse of the blood in your veins means you're alive, but a high or low pulse could mean you're not in balance, which could cause problems. But now, Patty Conklin has found three ways that can constantly make sure your pulse is kept in balance so you can move easier through life. Subscribe to Patty's Healing Pulse today. It has a plethora of things to do, discounts, book club, and so much more. Visit PattyConklin.com to find out more about Patty's Healing Pulse subscriptions. That's PattyConklin.com.
Reach your health and fitness goals. Whether you want to lose weight, learn to dance, build muscle, or just live healthy, Beachbody gives you unlimited access to the nation's most popular fitness and weight loss solutions. Visit our advertiser page and click on Beachbody now.
You may not be in the same room or even the same country, but Patty Conklin's remote energy work can help you heal whether you have an illness, emotional wounds, or are in spiritual turmoil. And she can do it remotely. You can choose your session time, too, starting from 30 minutes, 3 hours, or even 6-hour sessions. Healing energy. Healing you no matter where you are. Visit PattyConklin.com, scroll down to Remote Healing, and book your appointment now. That's Remote Healing at PattyConklin.com.
For the best in business class travel, count on Cheapo Air. Cheapo Air has the best price guarantee, 24/7 customer service, and easy booking online or by phone. To experience your hassle-free journey, start by going to HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click on Cheapo Air.
If you're on PattyConklin.com, you might want to visit her store. There you can inexpensively buy powerful visualizations on a plethora of subjects, all to help you heal. Help rebuild your immune system, work with color or tonal energy, help remove fear and depression, and so much more. Plus, you can get Patty's best-selling book at her store, To Be Your Best Too. God Within is a great book to teach you How to Use the Lost Knowledge of the Universe to Impact Your Physical Life Today. Visit our store at pattyconklin.com. You'll be glad you did. pattyconklin.com.
Expanding your mind. HealthyLife.net.
Okay, folks, this is Vanessa Hall, co-host of the Patty Conklin Show. Vanessa and Patty making sense. At least we hope we're making sense. At the end of the last break, we were talking about fear, and we're talking about that righteous indignation, anger, acting out, you know, how all of this is, it's all fear. It's all ego-driven fear. And you got to remember that the ego is a psychopath, so you really don't want it driving the bus. and to take back control, you have to be aware. You have to be, you know, go back inside. You know, and really what I've been learning is anger, you know, you have to stop, check yourself when you're getting angry. Because sometimes, and most often probably, whatever it is has nothing to do with you, and there's nothing for you to do about it.
So true.
So you let yourself get all caught up in it, and all what does that do? Raises your blood pressure, raises your heartbeat, raises your breathing rate, you know, makes your muscles more tense. And so, you know, going back to self really is the answer. You collect yourself. You know, you get your conscious mind, your true self, assess the situation. And again,
right,
you accept what is. I mean, some crappy things happened. It happened. It's not about denial, but it is about, okay, this is the hand that's dealt. Let me take out the triggers in my, that would trigger me to behave a certain way. Let me, you know, not act out. Let me get myself collected and then assess the situation and see if there's any reason to do anything. You know,
well,
someone says something crappy to you. Do you really need to say anything?
Right. I think that it goes even a little bit deeper. I think if we're reacting in anger, if we're reacting in the indignation state, that we really have to say, whoa, I'm not in my moment. I'm not in my moment. If I'm reacting out of anger or fear, then I am reacting to something external, or I'm feeling justified in being angry. And the reality is, there is no right or wrong. And I know a lot of us are in this position of, you know, having friends on both sides of the aisle or in different parts of the world, and we're walking this fine line between everyone. And some people are saying, well, why do you believe this? Why do you believe this? And are you happy now or are you unhappy now? It's like, you know what? The moment you feel you need to justify how you feel in order to make someone else happy, you're not in your moment. You're not in your moment.
Mm-hmm.
Because how you feel is how you feel. And someone else attempting to externally make you feel badly or want to cut you off or whatever the case may be, you got to understand that when you buy into their agenda, you're no longer in your moment. And so I would encourage you, if you are feeling anger or indignation or whatever it is, that you go quietly within yourself and find productive ways to counter what you feel is taking place.
Yes.
That makes sense? That it's not about raising your voice and being angry and, you know, it's not about that. It's how do we as human beings, not just spiritual, metaphysical, whatever, human beings. How do we walk this world with all that's going on and maintain our soul balance? How do we maintain who we are as an individual? And that's not through anger. Tell you what, it's not through anger. And some people
say,
we've all got to get angry and rise up and do this. No, it's not. It's not.
No.
I think that Reverend King taught us something very, very important, is you can talk softly with a big stick.
It's not about,
right?
Yes. Well, the thing is, when you operate from your most powerful position, that's when you have the most influence.
Yes.
When you're screaming your head off like a maniac and your insane ego has taken over the wheel, you know, you get easily dismissed. But when you take in whatever the situation is and respond, you know, from a place of, okay, this is something that I don't like. Is there something that I need to do about this at this time? And sometimes there is something you need to do. But screaming and hollering and threatening an individual does not get you anywhere. And it does, and I think it detracts from your soul when you act really poorly. And so, you know, if our place of power is within, turning within, that's where we need to go. And also, the universe doesn't hear, I want to fight against whatever ism you want to throw in there.
Right.
It doesn't hear I want or I don't want. All it hears is whatever ism, racism, sexism, whatever. All you do is call. The more you fight against something, the more you call it into your own life. We have to turn away from that. We need to turn to what it is we want, what's good in the world. We need to say, I want peace, right?
Yes.
Not, I'm fighting against the war. No,
right.
Fighting against war, you just get more war. You know, what do you want? You want peace. And so...
Yeah.
We need to check our language. We need to check ourselves. We need to go internally before we just knee-jerk reaction. And there's a lot of knee-jerk reactions going on out there. People are raw.
Oh, yeah.
And they just go off. And, you know, if you're feeling that way, frayed at the edges, you know, yes, meditation. I think that is a fantastic thing. And you get some exercise while you're meditating. There's all sorts of things. There's all sorts of apps that calm you down. I mean, and help you do that. And I think it's worthwhile. I think it's doubly worthwhile in these fractured and unsettling times that are going on in the world, because it's war, it's natural disaster after natural disaster, it's school shootings, it's, you know, I mean, there was a shooting in Sweden, you know, that's really unusual. You know, there's drought.
Let's talk about all of this when we come back, in terms of how do we make sure we're staying in the moment? How do we make sure that we're in the now? Folks, we'll be right back. This is Patty and Vanessa, Making Sense.
Patty Conklin is busy, but she's never too busy for you, and there are lots of ways to get a healing session with her. You can even get one via Zoom or by phone. With 29 years in the business of energy healing, Patty has a unique and remarkable ability to connect with your energy to help you heal on a mind-body-spirit level. From angst to pain, you can get help from Patty. Book a half-hour healing session and embark on your own personal healing journey. Visit pattyconklin.com and click on services. That's pattyconklin.com.
If you're looking for unique items at affordable prices, then you should try Dream Product. From apparel to beauty, from shoes to therapeutic relief products, visit HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click on Dream Products, and maybe your dreams might just come into reality.
Want to get that man or woman out of your mind? How about being in the right state of mind for getting that job promotion or staying positive to help boost your immune system? Want to break those old habits? Then it's time for an emotional cellular cleansing with Patty Conklin. You'll get a private 3-hour session in person by phone or by Zoom with 3 months of follow-up appointments, plus email support. But you'll have to do the work and homework materials are included. Find out more or to book your appointment, visit pattyconklin.com. That's pattyconklin.com.
Get high-quality glasses, sunglasses, and prescription lenses at eyeglasses.com. Choose from over 250,000 items and 400 brands. Already have frames? Get replacement lenses. It's easy. Go to our advertiser page and click eyeglasses.com.
If you're wondering if Patty can help you heal, why not book a free 15-minute consultation either by phone or by Zoom? It's a great way to see which of Patty's services is right for you. You'll discuss her services in detail and how they can apply to your specific situation. It's really a great place to start, and you can sign up for your free consultation by phone or Zoom on Patty's website, pattyconklin.com. That's pattyconklin.com. Get the help you need today. Sign up for your free consultation at pattyconklin.com.
Radio your way. HealthyLife.net.
Hey everyone, it's Patty and Vanessa back to you. We're talking today about how to stay in the moment. How do we stay grounded? How do we stay in our reality without getting knocked back and forth with the things that are going on around the world? And Vanessa said it very well, I think. People are feeling raw. So, Dr. Hall, in your best physician space and your best metaphysical space, how can we help people?
Well, I think people have to stop doing. You know, we're called human beings, you know, and we can't fill up our time just doing. We have to stop and turn that gaze inward and do some self-reflection. That rawness that we're talking about, it just leads to outbursts and confrontations that we don't need to have. Also realize that this has a physiologic effect on your body. You know,
right.
If you're constantly agitated about what's going on, and you take that on, then your body is taking that in. Your body is having a stress response. Those stress responses are changing the physiology of your body down to your DNA.
Yeah.
You know, we know there are epigenetic changes to your genes where you are more at risk for diabetes, more at risk to gain weight, your immune system is impaired. You know, all of these things, high blood pressure, it's our body, you know, trying to deal with this stuff. And when we take that time to go inward and reflect and get back to our peaceful center, you know, we're having a very positive effect on our body and our emotions. I mean, stress actually affects your GI microbiome, which is essential for your immune system. It's essential for your brain function. I mean, we really need to understand that this isn't just about being angry and acting out and all that. All of this is talking to your body, and it is taking your body in a direction that you really don't want to go.
So true.
And so it is that much more important to take time and to really go inward and really do some self-reflection and really, you know, make a point to not be reactive. I'm guilty, you know. In some settings, I'm actually very good. In other settings, I'm like so-so, you know. But, you know, these are behaviors that take practice. And
yes,
you know when you're going off. You know, you feel it. You know it, you know. And you just have to have the commitment and the will to stop yourself and go, okay, I need to back up. You know, I lost it this time, but I caught myself. Back up. And the more you practice, the more you, the faster you do it. And,
yeah.
And that's what that's my goal, is to catch myself before I, you know, have that knee-jerk reaction. But, you know, all of these things take time, right?
Yeah.
You have to make it a priority, and then you have to do something.
Well, take accountability. I mean, it's
yes,
going back to personal responsibility, right? You lose
always.
It, you apologize. Take your personal responsibility. Still doesn't make it okay that you went off, but take your personal responsibility. And then,
right,
you know, one of the things I'm focusing on in the office this month and we're offering, you know, I'm to really go into how much you're going to crack up the Bee Gees way back in the day. I started thinking about them the other day, and so we're doing a webinar mid-month in February of How Deep Is Your Love? And, how deep is your self-love? Seriously, how
much do
you love yourself?
Our band just decided, literally Monday, we decided to do that song in our band.
No way!
No joke. No joke.
That's
no
hysterical.
Joke.
That's hysterical.
Is very funny.
So, yeah, How Deep Is Your Love? And then the next webinar is going to be How Do You Mend a Broken Heart?
That's
kind
brilliant.
Of move into it. And then we're going to end with Got to Get a Message to You. You know, how do we energetically send that peacefulness around the world? So I was in full BG mode, and I told my boyfriend, and he was just cracking up. He's like, I think I was born when that band was together. And I'm like, oh, Lord, not that,
oh,
been
that
long ago. But that's,
yeah,
but that's
really
hysterical.
But
I think it
but that's great.
I think it is about people coming back to self. And,
mm-hmm.
and recognizing that if you can love yourself, you can love others. Even if they have different beliefs, they have different feelings. I mean, haven't we asked that of countries for centuries to get along?
Right.
You know, to get along.
Right.
And you can't get along with somebody if you don't know yourself. Yeah.
Right. But the thing is, you know, we need to just, I think we need to be good stewards of the world. And recognize that everybody has a right to be here and a right to choose how they want to live. I mean, I'm a grown, you-know-what woman.
Right. Yep.
I'm gainfully employed. I pay my bills and my taxes. You know, I get to choose how I live my life.
Yes.
I follow the laws, you know, all of that. Why should anyone else have any say over how I live my life? And I think that if we operate from live and let live, then we would,
yes,
the world would be a better place.
I so agree. I mean,
and I think people would be more likely to live and let live if they spent more time self-reflecting.
Yes. Yes. It's so important to not judge yourself, but forgive yourself and surrender. And surrender never means giving up what you think or feel. It means not demanding that others feel the same way.
Right.
And,
accepting the world as it is.
Yep.
And not judging
moment.
It as good or bad.
Yep.
It is. And then turning inward to see how, what it is that you need to do, if you need to do or say anything.
Right. It's so clear.
Yes. You know, if anyone's interested in assessing the effects of their life on them, go to MD Wellness Solutions, S-O-U-L-U-T-I-O-N-S, and send me a message, and we can talk about different ways that you can assess where you are. You can assess your stress status, see if your adrenal glands are still working, because that would be a wake-up call that, oh, I need to do something different.
Right. If you're unsure, you know, have that. I mean, because then you'll know. And hopefully you're not unsure. Hopefully you're understanding where you're coming from. But, you know, Vanessa, as always, I hope folks listening will reach out. You, me, whatever. Send us a message. And
Even if you just want to know what books and things, you know, that I read, Practicing the Power of Now is great. There's lots of other things that I can recommend, you can recommend.
Yep. All right. Thanks, everyone,
Okey-doke.
So much for listening. And as always, have a great week. We'll see you next week.
Okay, I get it. You're a doubting Thomas, and you don't want to pay for something unless you can know what it's all about. Well, now you can find out just what Patty Conklin's energy healing is all about. Go to pattyconklin.com to sign up for her free group energy adjustment, held every Wednesday from 12 p.m. to 12:30 p.m. Eastern Time. Experience for yourself the transformative energy designed to bring calm and healing to your life. Space is limited, so sign up now. Go to pattyconklin.com, click on Services, and you're there.
You have too little time to shop, so try Farm Fresh to You. They deliver organic food the way nature intended, delivered straight to your home or office, economically. Visit our web advertiser page and click on Farm Fresh to You now.
The pulse of the blood in your veins means you're alive, but a high or low pulse could mean you're not in balance, which could cause problems. But now, Patty Conklin has found three ways that can constantly make sure your pulse is kept in balance so you can move easier through life. Subscribe to Patty's Healing Pulse today. It has a plethora of things to do, discounts, book club, and so much more. Visit pattyconklin.com to find out more about Patty's Healing Pulse subscriptions. That's pattyconklin.com.
VMware is a fresh perspective for virtualization on the cloud. Shaping the future, this all-in-one platform delivers virtual cloud service on any cloud. Visit our HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click on VMware.
If you're on PattyConklin.com, you might want to visit her store. There you can inexpensively buy powerful visualizations on a plethora of subjects, all to help you heal. Help rebuild your immune system, work with color or tonal energy, help remove fear and depression, and so much more. Plus, you can get Patty's best-selling book at her store, To Be Your Best Too. God Within is a great book to teach you how to use the lost knowledge of the universe to impact your physical life today. Visit our store at pattyconklin.com. You'll be glad you did. Pattyconklin.com.
HealthyLife.net, the positive radio network.